are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, family, let's get into our first conversation for this morning, and we're going to be connecting with Pastor Maupa to guide us through this conversation. We're going to be talking about handling criticism and why it seems to be a struggle for men, right? Doesn't it seem to be a struggle for men handling criticism? Because let's be honest, men don't always handle it well. Society teaches strength instead of vulnerability, defense instead of reflection. But true manhood is not about avoiding critique. It's about absorbing it, learning from it, and responding with dignity. Can you take correction without crumbling or without lashing out? All the men out there, I hope you're listening. And I hope that you will engage with us on +2773 470 3520. Can you take correction without lashing out? My pastor, good morning. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Pastor. How are you doing this morning?
Very well. How are you that side?
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. We're doing well. Thank you for joining us this morning for this conversation, Pastor, about handling criticism for men. Why is it that, why does it seem to be such a struggle for men to handle criticism? Why do they take it like a personal attack?
Hello, yes. Now, I can now hear you.
Okay. So I was asking, why is it that criticism seems to feel like a personal attack to many men?
Okay. I think that men are very sensitive when it comes to being criticized. Mm-hmm. The reason is because they perceive it as an attack.
And why?
Number one, and pride, male egg. It's the way we are socialized and the way we are brought up as men. So when someone criticizes you, it's like they
our line is not very
invaded.
Our connection seems to be struggling there. Okay, let's see if we can try and make it work. Sorry, but please continue, Pastor. But we'll see if we can make it work. Okay, hopefully this line will be better and we'll be able to connect with the pastor and hear him clearly as he speaks to us about understanding criticism and why it is such a challenge for men to take criticism. Pastor, are you there?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. All right, I think this is going to be better. Let's get straight back into it, Pastor. You were speaking to us about why it is that criticism seems to feel like a personal attack for men. Please continue.
Yes, I was saying that to men, they are so sensitive when it comes to being criticized, mainly because of the way we are brought up, the way we are socialized as men. So it's like someone is attacking your male ego, your masculine pride. So instead of accepting criticism, we'll rather go into a defensive mode. Mm. I think that's how it is.
Yeah. Mm. And how can a man balance strength and humility when he's being corrected? How is it possible to still be humble and also be strong at the same time while you're taking correction from another person who sometimes in some cases might be looked at as weaker than or smaller than?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Yeah, I think first of all, men need to know that humility is not weakness. Humility is normally misunderstood by many people, and humility is synonymous with weakness and lack of self-confidence. But rather, humility creates space for personal growth. So it allows you to open, to admit mistakes and form deeper connection with other people. So to me, humility is admitting your mistakes and allowing other people to help you and to shape you. So it's not weakness.
Right.
So the key for me, the key is self-awareness. By being aware that your strength and weakness can help you to get over this weakness. Yeah.
Yeah. Self-awareness is very important. Yeah. And
the other issue, I think the other issue is that Yeah, the other issue was I was saying that no one enjoys being told that you are doing what you are doing is wrong.
Yes.
But at the same time, you need to also be aware that you are not perfect.
Mm.
So it's kind of a weird thing to balance these two things, to accept that you are not perfect, and on the other hand, to accept correction from somebody. So if we are able to accept this one and admit, definitely we'll give room for improvement.
Yeah.
In terms of being to balance between strength and weaknesses, or humility, and to be corrected.
And in what ways do you think criticism can actually build stronger leadership and character? How what are the positive sides of criticism and of taking criticism in a healthy way?
In a healthy way. Well, normally we've heard that there's negative criticism, there's constructive criticism, there's positive criticism. So for constructive criticism, when you take it, it's like it's a feedback given to you for improvement. So when you receive it, it makes you a better person. It helps you to improve the areas that you are not good at.
Mm.
So criticism, while I admit it is often uncomfortable for many men, for many people, but why is it that it highlights the blind spots or the areas of improvement? So if we accept that one and allow to be corrected, it eventually to help you as a leader. It refines you as a leader and it helps you to become from a good to a great leader. That's what I think.
Powerful.
And yeah.
I literally took the words out of my mouth. I was just thinking about, because earlier you were talking about self-awareness. And I was thinking, well, self-awareness is good, but it can only take you so far because we all have those blind spots. So it's good to have people in your life who you can trust, who can
tell
you that, you know, there's room for improvement here. You're not very good at this. Maybe you need to work more on that. And it's important to know that.
Exactly.
Those people that you can trust. Now, are men socialized to fear weakness, do you think? And does this affect how they receive negative feedback?
I do think so. Yeah, because you see, from a very, very early life as young boys, you know, we are as men, we are just told that you should not be weak.
Yeah.
And we are told that when you fail to do this as a man, it means that you are definitely weak in that area. So we are socialized to become strong each and every time. You know, so the pressure is on us always to be high up there. And so, you know, the way we are socialized and the way we are as men, the masculine pride, our male egos, so these things, they contribute. Yes.
Right. And I guess this is...
Yeah, but...
Sorry, continue, Pastor.
Okay. Yeah, so I was saying that these are the things that affects many men, the way we are brought up, the way we are socialized as men, you know, but we need to accept that we are not perfect. We are also humans.
Yes,
you know, men are socialized that we normally suppress the way our emotions and our feelings. Just because I'm a man, I should not cry. Just because I'm a man, I should not do this.
Mm.
But after all, we are humans.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
And with time passing, Pastor, because I feel like this conversation has been had for a little while now, not too long, but I think maybe the past few years I've heard more conversations around, you know, allowing men to be vulnerable, allowing them safe spaces to just be human and not be, you know, these robots. Do you think that it's getting better now, or there's still a long way to go for men to get to that point where they can just be human, just be normal and just feel what they feel, allow themselves to be vulnerable. Do you think we still have a long way to go, or are we headed in the same direction, or what do you think, especially for the African society?
Personally, I feel that we are getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because today, if you look at today's society, men are increasingly being encouraged to be vulnerable and practice emotional openness.
Yeah.
So acknowledging one's feelings and seeking help, you know, and expressing your emotions, you know, it helps for us to become better men or better human beings.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that we are getting somewhere.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
And also with these conversations, I think that helps a lot, because before we would not even talk about it, right? It was not even a subject of conversation.
Yeah, definitely it wasn't. Yeah.
Now, when we look into the Bible, Pastor, how does Jesus model strength in the face of, you know, unjust criticism? Because, you know, we're going through the Gospel of John here on the show every morning.
Okay.
When you're going through the Gospels, you just see left, right, and center. He's just always being criticized for one thing and another. And and in Jesus' case, it's unjustified, right? There's a lot of lies and a lot of negative, a lot of criticism that's based on nothing, that's just based on deception and lies. What lessons do we get about the way that he models strength, even in the face of unjust criticism? And how did he manage to maintain his composure?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think that if you read the book of Matthew chapter 10, when Jesus sends his disciples to go out and preach the gospel, he said that when you go out there, you are going to meet people who may even criticize your message, people who are not going to receive or accept what you are saying. So Jesus' message was that you just shake it off. Just shake it off, you know. And I've also learned that even Jesus himself was frequently criticized, but he never did. He just kept quiet and he kept on going. So I think when you are faced with criticism, it's far much better to remain humble and don't respond. Because when you want to quickly respond, that's where you lash out and you become angry, you become defensive. So Jesus' way of responding was just to be quiet. You know, many times the scribes and the Pharisee will say, you, why are you eating with sinners? Why are you, if you are a son of God, why is it you are mingling with sinners? You eat with sinners, you see? So at many times, Jesus did not respond. He just shook it off and he kept quiet. Yeah, so I think for us also, if we follow the example of Jesus, I think we'll get somewhere.
Now I'm thinking about the example of Jesus and the woman who was caught in adultery, and the fact that she was guilty. She was quite clearly guilty, and in that moment he didn't keep quiet. He stood up for her. I mean, he didn't fight with anybody, but he stood up for her in a way. How can we learn from that, like how to stand up for ourselves, stand up for other people without lashing out and getting defensive, using that example or any other example that we can think of? Because as much as Jesus was a humble man and he never went out looking for trouble, right? But he did know how to stand up when it was time to stand up and say something.
Okay, yes, yeah, very right there. I think what we need help from God is to accept that we have our own strength, we have our own weaknesses. So when you accept that, and when you face criticism, it means that people who normally critique you, they many times it's not negative, but it's positive.
Okay.
It's for you to grow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I believe. It's for you to grow. So if you take it, it will personally equip you, it personally helps you. Even in the Bible, you see the story of David. Nathaniel came and You know the story of David and then Nathaniel. It's like Nathaniel was correcting David.
Oh yes, the
so
problem.
he used a sort of a parable, trying to correct him. So at the end of the story, David, then Daniel, so sorry, David, realized that he was the person who was being talked about. Then he corrected himself. He did not lash out. He accepted the advice, the criticism, whatever you can say it. So you need to let's accept and let's try to accept correction from other people, just like what we see in the Bible. Moses was corrected by Jethro. Mordecai was corrected by Esther. Peter was corrected by Paul. So, yeah, we have many examples in the Bible. We need just to accept and move on. And as you rightly say, that we need to stand up for others also.
And then finally,
yes,
as we're closing, how can a man tell the difference between constructive criticism and that kind of criticism that Jesus often faced, which was unfounded and unnecessary, that's just for the sake of being critical? How can a man tell the difference between the two so that he knows which one to receive and which one to just dust off and move on from?
Okay. I personally, I believe that criticism in itself, it can be both beneficial and harmful, and depending on how it is being delivered and received by the other person. So on the other hand, we believe that criticism is constructive because it has power to drive improvement. There's power to make you a better person. There's a power to make you great. But at the same time, the same criticism has also power to create negative emotions, and it also has the power to make you very defensive person. Emotionally, you imprison yourself emotionally. So there are two sides to this coin of criticism. It's both negative and positive. So when you take it positively, it helps you. But when you take it the other side negatively, definitely is going to harm you or to destroy you.
Got it. Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through. It's been a blessing speaking with you this morning, and I hope that we can connect again soon. God bless you.
Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure. Thank you. Have a good day.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.